but cellular networks expanded faster than anyone predicted. By 1998, when Iridium finally launched commercial service, there were over 300 million cellular subscribers worldwide. Coverage extended across highways, suburbs, and secondary cities. Roaming agreements allowed phones to work across borders. The cellular footprint was not global, but it covered nearly everywhere that people with money to spend on expensive phone calls actually lived. Iridium's target market was shrinking even as the satellites launched. Worse, the cost assumptions built into Iridium's business model in 1990 reflected a world where mobile calls were rare and expensive. Early cellular service in the United States cost several dollars per minute. Iridium's $7 per minute rate seemed high, but not absurdly so. By 1998, cellular rates in competitive markets had fallen below 20 cents per minute. Some plans offered unlimited local calling. Iridium's pricing was not slightly more expensive than the alternative. It was 35 times more expensive, and the phones themselves were a problem. The Iridium 9500 handset weighed 1 pound. It required a clear view of the sky to connect. It did not work indoors, in cars, or in cities, with tall buildings blocking the satellites overhead. The battery lasted 4 hours on standby. The industrial design was functional, not elegant, and the retail price was $3,000. Cellular phones in 1998 were small, sleek, and increasingly affordable. Many were given away free with service contracts. Iridium's engineers had done exactly what they were asked to do. They had built a technological marvel, but the market had moved. In early 1996, 2 years before the first satellite launched, Iridium faced a choice. Internal projections showed subscriber growth was tracking below initial forecasts. Cellular coverage was expanding faster than expected. Some board members and investors questioned whether the original business case still held. Motorola and the consortium investors had already committed billions. Satellites were under construction. Launch contracts were signed. Handset production was beginning. Regulatory approvals, painstakingly negotiated in dozens of countries, were in place. The marketing machinery was ramping up. The third decision was to continue. Stopping would have meant writing off the investment. It would have meant admitting that the assumptions underlying a decade of work were wrong. And there was still hope. Yes, the consumer market looked weaker than expected, but there were other customers. Military contracts, remote industries, maritime shipping, emergency services, journalists in war zones. Iridium's marketing pivoted toward these niches. In November 1997, Iridium completed one of the largest initial public offerings in telecommunications history, raising $240 million. The company was valued at over $5 billion. The first satellites were already operational. The network was on schedule. On November 1, 1998, Iridium officially began commercial service. The launch was accompanied by a global marketing campaign. Print ads ran in business magazines. Television spots aired during major sporting events. The tagline, calling planet Earth. Iridium had projected it would need 52,000 subscribers to break even on operating costs while servicing its debt. The company publicly forecast 400,000 subscribers by the end of 1999, ramping to 5 million by 2002. By the end of 1998, 2 months into commercial service, Iridium had 15,000 subscribers. The problems compounded quickly. Subscribers who bought phones and activated service discovered the limitations. Drop calls when satellites passed out of range. No indoor coverage. Difficulty connecting in urban areas. Customer complaints flooded call centers. Churn rates, the percentage of customers canceling service, ran far higher than projections. Iridium's network cost roughly $60 million per month to operate. Satellite maintenance, ground control, handset subsidies, and debt service created a burn rate that required massive subscriber growth to sustain. When growth stalled, the cash crisis became immediate.